At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tush Push is
back. You don't seem too excited that the Tush Push is back.
No, just because you're getting roasted on the poll.
I'm not worried about that poll, man. Mm. I ain't thinking about them folks. Yeah,
I think you are.
Oh, no, not at all.
I think it's rent free.
You know what? No. How about this? This would be great. Because it first initiated on our show, Elliot, our guest, threw out the idea, then we've been debating that. How about we get to do the show live from the statue unveiling, and you get to pull the curtain in front of the statue, and it's Jason Kelce.
How about this, man? Because somebody, a friend of mine that's on my Twitter, mm-hmm. said this. How about you just have Jeff Stoutland, the creator of the Tush Push?
Nah, it doesn't.
No, because it's not.
Stoutland's great, but this is not a Stoutland statue.
You're doing anything to not put Jason Kelce on the statue.
He's an offensive line coach. We don't do statues.
I am not trying to diminish what Jason Kelce means to the city and to a lot of people that love Jason Kelce.
You diminished my idea that he laid the smack down on Goodell.
You're telling us to move on after 1 year.
Dude, he didn't play in the Super Bowl. He is not a part of the team that just won the Super Bowl.
Who cares? I don't see how that matters.
It does matter.
But the Tush Push is bigger than the Super Bowl. It's been going on for years.
That's just like me saying, because this is the equivalent for me. It's almost like saying, you should have put Carson Wentz on the statue of Philly because he was the quarterback
that won
the games that put you in position
But that was a one-time play in that particular Super Bowl. This is a play they've been using for 4 years.
Cam played the whole season.
Well, so hold on. By this now logic, you you're telling us to move on from the 2017 Super Bowl entirely.
I'm telling you that Jason Kelce has his own time, but this wasn't it. This was not his time.
It sure is.
You're putting him on a statue with a team that he had no part of. But that's what you're doing.
The play is bigger than this year's team. It's been for 4 years.
No, but it was this year's team that caused the controversy.
No, they wanted to ban it last year, too.
No, this is the team where they picked. This is the year that it picked up the most.
Well,
steam.
That's true. It went to overdrive this year, off the Super Bowl. That part's true. You two are
ridiculous.
No,
that's
you're
all.
Ridiculous.
That's I it. Mean, you guys are ridiculous.
There's no bigger. There's no better sign of a mature conversation than when one person says you're ridiculous and says, "No, you're ridiculous."
Well, I don't know. I think it does say a lot that like 90% of the fan base is saying it should be Jason Kelce.
90% of the
you're
fan
going
base,
out on a limb I, saying
listen,
it's not.
And to all of you 90% that voted, you're a bunch of goofies.
They're fans. That's who the statue's for.
And I mean that with all due respect, you're just a bunch of goofies.
While I do agree that 90% it means something, I reserve the right to change my mind next time I'm voted against 90%, which will probably happen tomorrow or the next day. But for today, agreed, 90% says
bunch
something.
Bunch of goofies sitting at work just being goofy.
I don't know. In some
that's
cases,
what you're doing.
If they're doing something that's goofy. Simply to appease the fans, I think you defer to the fans.
No.
Yes.
It's not fair to Cam.
Oh, stop. Now, Cam just got a contract.
Are you being serious right now?
He got money. Cam
not fair.
Took over.
I think if you ask Cam, he would say it should be Kelce.
He would say, kiss my ass. I'm on that statue.
No,
I have the solution.
Yes.
Okay, there's been different iterations of the Eagles' offensive line the last 4 years, right?
Yes.
We've had two constants, Mailata and Lane,
yes.
right? Kelce was the center, and then it became Cam Jurgens. What if we just do the statue at a moment in time where you had Kelce at center and Cam was the right guard? Cam gets to be on the statue. Screw Mekhi Becton. He's out of here. He went to the Chargers.
Somebody else said that, too.
Screw Mekhi Becton. You do it with the 2023 offensive line, which included all these guys we like, right? And they're all Eagles.
All these guys we like.
Mailata. And then you go Dickerson. And then you go Kelce. You put Cam at right guard. And you put Lane. The Eagles that are going to be here a long time were represented. Becton is just he passed through here for one year. He left. Screw him. And then you put Kelce as the center.
You know what
Everybody wins.
Thought about my old grandmother, you know, and when my grandmother, when used to say stuff and she was trying to, you know, impart wisdom on you.
Yeah.
And you weren't trying to hear it, and she just got tired of talking to you. You know, she look at me and say, baby, bless your heart. So that's what I'm going to do right now for both of y'all. And all y'all out there that's being goofy right now, I'm looking at the camera. Bless your heart. Baby, bless your heart. You do whatever makes you feel good. Because I'm tired of trying to tell y'all that this is goofy. Right. This is goofy.
You're dismissing a big part of this. Kelce went to Minneapolis today and put Goodell through a table.
And they said he put it on the table. And somebody said
it could
said,
be literal, could be figurative. So, he put it through a table.
Somebody said next time you wanna you know plead your case, don't bring outsiders to grown folks conversation. That's what somebody said.
Yeah,
no, I mean, but that's fine. Bless your heart.
We're the grown folks. You're the outsider.
Bless your heart.
All right, let's go.
Let's go
to the phone lines here and hear from the people. They get to decide this, not you over here. Black Gritty, what's up, Black Gritty?
Guys, first of all, I'm not excited. I told y'all every time we talked about it, the tush push wasn't going nowhere. I'm not a Johnny Cumberland. I'm not excited because I knew they couldn't get rid of it. When you need an extra month to try and tell me something, mm-hmm. and I already done told you, I know it ain't going your way, baby. You know what I mean? And Roger Goodell is just a puppet out here doing what Jerry Jones wants him to do. Jerry's like, get that thing out of the league. And he went out there and tried to do it. The Packers look sad. It's embarrassing. Hugh, you know what I'd like to vote on for you? Can we get a league, a WIP vote on Ben and Hughes clues? Let's run that vote and see how that vote comes out. Joe Giglio, work that up in your little magic pot tonight, and let's figure out a way that we can go and have a collegiate vote on these Hughes clues, because they be trash panda systems out here.
Okay.
And we might need to vote on that.
Got it.
Secondly, Hugh, I'm about to help you out, all right? Now, the statue. First of all, we don't need no extra statues. You know what happens when we have statues around here. Stuff gets weird. But if you wanted to have a statue, the statue belongs to my coach.
What happened?
The guy who, well, you know.
Foles, Wentz, the whole quarterback controversy.
Gotcha.
We put up that statue while Wentz was the quarterback. Yeah, it was awkward.
We started building shrines and stuff like that. Stuff gets weird around here with statues. So I'm going to help you out. So first of all, my coach got an extension. My coach today said Sean McVay was going to be because he's the wonder kid and all that kind of stuff. All I know is my coach has the only unstoppable play in the NFL that he created himself. Now, I'm not trying to make a statue of Nick Sirianni, but what I would like to see at the stadium is two footballs put together like butt cheeks so that I can stand in front of it, have my booty like push at it. I can tell the league to kiss my bass every time I go to the link. Put the two footballs together so us fans can enjoy a little, you know what I mean, little pettiness back at them. You know what I mean? We have our own little tush push. Every person gets to be the center. You know what I'm saying? And we take the pictures and we put them all out in there. That way, we ain't got to offend about nobody because it's really Nick Sirianni's baby. It's the only thing he's got. It's besides the Super Bowl. He has the tush push that he created, and he deserves credit for it. But I don't want to be seeing his butt cheeks out there on the state adventure anyway. So let's do that. And last thing, I really, 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 really think that your boy Kyle Quinn, if you gonna go out and make him pay for everything, this dude always tries to maximize his money. I don't care where y'all at. If y'all get a drink, y'all get a hot dog, make Kyle pay. He always tries to maximize his money.
But I'm not a billionaire.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nobody cares, Kyle. What do you say? Oh, I don't care. It costs money. I don't care if he's broke. I don't care if you're broke, Kyle. You're paying.
I don't care if you're broke. How about that? You're missing the part where I'm talking about billionaires.
The only one around here that might be broke soon is Hugh Douglas, actually. Black Gritty, we appreciate the phone call.
So that's not funny.
It kind of is. All right, our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Let's check in on how many poles Hugh's getting cooked on today. Should the Eagles build a tush push statue? Yes, it's 72%, but here's the real one. We put up a poll asking, if the Eagles build a tush push statue, who should be the center? 85% say Jason Kelce. Hugh, with all his burner accounts, voting 15% for Cam Jurgens.
Bless y'all heart. That's all I can say. Bless y'all heart, because all y'all goofy.
Yeah, all the fans that the statue is for are wrong about who should be on the statue.
The goofy fans. They're goofy. Hey, listen, I love y'all. Y'all know I do, because I defend y'all everywhere I go. But y'all being goofy on this.
I'm sorry, but like, you could not be more dead wrong about
no,
this.
You could be. Like, you cannot be more dead wrong, Kyle Quinn.
No. Actually,
I know you're on a roll.
No, I am.
But you're dead wrong.
And I'm continuing
on this
that roll.
I found.
You should get out of my way, because I.
You steamrolling.
I'm on fire.
This might be the time to fade Kyle, because the next one's going to be a big L. He's on too good of a win.
Oh, tomorrow, I'm going to be a disaster.
Yeah. By the way, I saw an answer in the poll that's worse than Hugh's idea of putting Jurgens as the center.
What's that?
How about build two statues? How about that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard? We're gonna have two statues. What is that?
See, goofy ain't as bad as dumb. Like dumb is bad. Goofy at least goofy. It's like you can move off of goofy.
Two statues is stupid.
Yeah, no, that's horrendous.
That's
we also got Hugh is clearly wrong once again.
No. Bless your heart. That's all I got to say. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Because y'all are dead.
Yeah, that means you're running out of ammo for the day if you keep hitting this.
No, if I run out of ammo, I'm just going to say, Joe, are you going to let me talk? That's what I'm going to say.
Nope.
If I run out of ammo, that's what I'm going
to
do.
All right, let's go to Dwayne in Pensacola. What's up, Dwayne?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Listen, can you hear me?
We got you.
All right, Hugh. Love you to death, man. You're wrong on this, bro.
Listen, you really don't have a leg to stand on, because you know what it says by Pensacola? It says,
I will, but let me
finish this real quick.
Get him, Hugh!
Let me finish this real quick, Dwayne, then I'm going to speak. You're a Cowboys fan! Okay, the floor is yours.
Hugh, I listened to you for many months. I'm just going to put it to you this way. I got a bunch of ways to put it. First of all, I'm about to play itself. I'm glad it's back. It's bittersweet for me, because to me, it's just a glorified quarterback sneak. Why would you ban a legitimate play? I don't like it, because you're running against my team and can't nobody stop it. I think it was unfair for him to bring it up to begin with. It seemed like they were targeting just y'all. That's unfair. I'm glad to see it's back. But with your prick for it, no, man, it can't be. Listen, if you anchoring... Oh, I could put this so many ways. If you had a statue of the top five players in the Sixers won a championship, I would rather have Bobby Jones in there than Mark Ivoroni, who was great, but for 1 year. Chill, if you was doing that for 10 years and somebody, you put the water boy in your spot for 1 year, you was going to win the championship if Jason Kelce was there. He just retired. It would be a great omission.
That's goofy.
No, that's goofy. No, he's right.
It's not right, Joe.
It would be an omission.
It was not. It's because that the team that won the Super Bowl, that's just like saying he needs to be in the picture of the team that just won the Super
Bowl. No,
no. When he did not contribute.
No, it's not just about the Super Bowl.
It is saying that. That's what it's saying.
But this play is beyond just the Super Bowl. The Philly special is just Super Bowl 52.
I understand. Let me just give you this. I understand. On some level, what you both are talking about. I get it, because you're talking about the aura of the play and him yes. being a part of it. But he wasn't a part of the win. That where the play was
controversial. Only that one win. Jim.
See, wait, hold up, Dwayne. I'll let you speak. Not a floor is mine,
okay,
sir.
I'm sorry. My bad. Go ahead.
But no, the point is this. You're talking about in a year where the most controversy that this play has ever had was the Super Bowl year, correct? Correct, yes. Dwayne?
Well, I think it's been building up for a couple years,
But see, Dwayne, say if it was at a slow boil. The pot boiled over after the Super Bowl win,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, and leading in with yes. the Louvu thing in the title game. Yes. That's when the pot boiled over.
And who was yes. on the field? Who was on the field? Let's just leave it right there, the Frankie Louvu play. Who was on the field when Frankie Louvu was doing all that foolishness?
Cam.
Yeah, you did not. You should have saw Joe's
Cam.
Face.
It was Cam.
You should have saw Joe's face.
But none of those things. That doesn't
good
matter.
Good call, Dwayne. Good call.
I mean, it does matter.
It doesn't.
You know how I know it matters? Because it hurt Joe's.
Well, at least I have the common courtesy to answer questions. Meanwhile, earlier I ask a question, everyone just gets silent because they don't like it. Yesterday I asked Jolly over and over, and he just gets silent. People don't like to answer when they don't have the right answer.
Yeah, you caught that Jolly reference right.
Yeah. I asked him a flat-out question.
Shout out to Jolly.
Just ran away from the answer. When you get cornered, you're in trouble.
See, when I get cornered, I don't run away.
You saw it happen Friday.
Going back to Friday. I'm talking about today. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what I got a lot
when
going on.
When I got you on the safety, on the safety one?
You got me on the safety one. And I relented. But that's why Joe did it, because he knew I had him on that one. I had him. It's not right, man. It's not right. We need to let Jason Kelce go to the Hall of Fame and move on.
That's disrespectful, to be honest with you.
How?
Because you could say the same thing about any Eagles legend who's going to the Hall of Fame. Well, let's just move on. Well, we have somebody else here playing the position.
We have.
Okay.
For several times.
I think there's a little element that we're just ignoring.
What's that?
Like, if today was just a regular day and the thing didn't pass, and then this idea came up from Elliot about the statue, I think it's a fun debate. Literally, Jason Kelce went to help defend the play in Minneapolis today.
Because he had time. Yeah, and he was retired.
Yeah, Gib, after a very long and successful Eagles career.
Because you know what Cam is doing? Cam is getting ready to make another Super Bowl run.
That's right. You know what? Hold on. Can we order Hugh as Cam Jurgens jersey right now?
I mean, it's actually unbelievable.
You're the biggest fanboy I've ever seen.
He played a year as the center.
Kelce is an Eagles Hall of Famer. He played 1 year as a center, and he went to the Super Bowl.
That's wonderful. Kelce played center for years and went to two, and also
Jason
won one.
Let Jason Kelce get his Super Bowl ring. Let him get his Hall of Fame ring and keep it moving.
Who's a better Eagle?
Well, that is not fair.
It absolutely is fair.
That is not fair.
Because it's disrespectful to Kelce to say that Cam Jurgens just came in and replaced him for 1 year.
Okay, who had a better year in their first year starting?
Well, Cam.
Who cares?
Wait a minute, Jeff Stoutland's eye. So you talk about somebody who can't answer the question.
No, because you're asking a question that doesn't matter.
It does matter.
It doesn't.
We're playing semantics.
No, you don't want to play semantics. Kelce was in the league over 15 years ago.
Who was the center that started the tush push? I'll answer Kelce. Okay. Who was the center that taught Cam Jurgens how to do it?
Who was the center that just won the Super Bowl with
who
the teachings?
Who helped the Eagles pick Cam Jurgens?
From Cam Jurgens.
Kelce!
Okay, that's fine. So who deserves to be on the statue?
Kelce does. Kelce.
No, he doesn't.
It's not even really.
You know what? I feel so strongly about this. I feel that if I ask Jason this, he's going to say Cam.
Because Jason's a stand-up guy.
Well, also, I don't
trust Jurgens.
It's the right thing.
No, I don't trust Hugh to ask the question.
I agree.
You're going to twist it, because I know how you'll do it.
Also,
you'll say, hey, Jason, if there's a statue for the 2024 champion Eagles, who should be the statue if they do it in the tush push? That's the way they do it.
I would
ask Jason the question, and I will even let you write the question. I'll ask it the way you wrote it.
Okay.
I'll do that.
All right, but I think
because won't he be here tomorrow?
I don't know.
He's in Minneapolis.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot. He probably.
If you
be
gave
here
Jason Kelce truth serum and asked him,
I mean, obviously,
come on.
I think if you asked Cam Jurgens, he would say it should be Jason.
No, he wouldn't. He'd be like, no, it's me.
Stop.
No, Jurgens would know it's Kelce.
Baloney.
I like how y'all want to snatch Mekhi off the roster.
Oh, Mekhi's the easiest to go. He's a Charger. He left.
You guys are so mean.
Kelsey, Mekhi Becton spent as much time at guard for an Eagle that Cam has as a
absolutely
center.
Absolutely.
And they both won the Super Bowl.
Dead on.
Won a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to DeMond here in Delco. What's up, DeMond?
Hello, afternoon, fellas.
What's up, buddy?
DeMond.
Oh, not much, man. Not much. Listen, you, as always, always crazy. Always saying
always
crazy.
Every day.
What am I, DeMond, hold up. What am I saying that's crazy?
Hugh, this is what you're saying that's crazy. You're saying Jason Kelce should not be on a statue. Let me tell you why. If you look at how many times he performed the push twist and how many times his rookie, his replacement that he taught how to do the twist push, he did it more times.
It's probably like a 3-to-1 or 4-to-1 ratio because they did it for like 3 or 4 years before Cam took over.
Absolutely. And that's the reason why he was crazy, man. He looking at Cam like, oh, he won the Super Bowl this year. Just like he said. Now, Hugh, I'm with you on this one, bro. 100% I felt this when you said this. There has not been another number 20 or a replacement for number 20 yet. You absolutely are right about that.
Are you done? I didn't want to, because you were cooking. I didn't want to stop you. But DeMond.
He's right. I mean, he could have cooked you all day.
My thing is this. How is it fair? Because I'm pretty sure when Kelce retired, there was a little trepidation about Cam being the center, correct, for you, correct?
Not much, because he was there playing in the rotation already.
Okay, so we've established that. So, mm-hmm. But you weren't worried about him, but you feel it's fair to take him off the championship statue because he wasn't the innovator or he wasn't the founder of the tush push.
No, that's incorrect. If you
well, that's basically what you're saying.
He did to you what I know he's going to do to Kelce. You called it the championship statue. It's the tush push statue.
It's the champion. Exactly. But it was
you're saying championship. Hugh, we're talking about the tush push, the innovation of it, the tush push. The whole, first of all, I don't even like it, to be honest with you. I don't like it because I believe that we too big anyway, and if they even banned it, we too big up front. They can't even stop it. So it didn't matter to me really and truly, but the innovator is Jason Kelce.
No, I hear what you're saying.
I think it's a good phone call. You got something?
Yeah.
What do you got?
94 WIP breaking news.
Okay.
Commissioner Goodell announced, so the Bills are going to be a Hard Knocks training camp.
So, all right. So
in-season Hard Knocks, the NFC East.
Ooh, that'll be fun to track during the season and watch during the year. So the summer Hard Knocks, you're like old school Hard Knocks is the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah.
Okay, but the in-season
is the NFC East.
All right. Well, that'll be fun for us to watch because we get to look at the Commanders and what's going on there.
What a big day.
Yeah, that's a lot going on. All right, so there's some breaking news. The Bills. Let me throw this at you, and then we will get to the other things that were voted on because we were supposed to at this segment. I blame Hugh for this. We got too caught up in our debate and argument. Hugh, I want to throw a question at you.
Yes.
You ready? Okay. Earlier in the show, you were discussing when we first started and how the NFL's out to get the Eagles and all that, about the different changes in the NFL over the years, right? Mm-hmm. The different offenses, West Coast. Let's say, and this is all pretend, but I just want to throw a question at you. Let's say after, like in the mid-90s, the NFL said we're going to ban the West Coast offense.
Yes.
Okay? And they had a vote, and then it stood up, and then they couldn't ban it. And 49ers fans said we should put up a statue of the West Coast offense. And at the time, currently, their quarterback was Steve Young. Would it have been inappropriate to put Joe Montana as the statue? Joe Montana was the quarterback that started the dominance of the West Coast offense.
Can I tell you exact? Because I thought you were going somewhere else.
Okay.
And if you would have went to this place, you probably would have had me. I'd have been stumped. I would immediately, when you said West Coast offense and we were talking about it, Joe, I thought Bill Walsh.
Okay. Oh, okay. Bill Walsh, George Seifert. It's the same thing.
They changed the coach and the quarterback. But that was the first thought, because I thought that you were going to say Bill Walsh.
Okay, I'll change it. George Seifert's currently the coach. They want to ban the West Coast offense, but we know it started with Bill Walsh. And the 49ers fans say, let's put up a Bill Walsh, Joe Montana statue. You'd say?
Gotta move on.
And to be fair.
Uh-huh.
And to be fair. Mm-hmm. It would have to be Bill Walsh and Steve Young. No, excuse me.
And Joe Montana.
Bill Walsh and Joe Montana.
Just like this would have to be Jason Kelce.
Joe nailed you there.
No, I don't.
That's
I don't.
Such a good
but
point.
But to his point, I don't feel that it's the same, because we're talking about the founders and the foundation. I because see, this is how I look at this. I look at the controversy matters, and the reason why there was so much controversy matters. That's why I'm stuck with Cam Jurgens, because even though Jason Kelce was there, the founder of the Tush Push, and he was the innovator, and he taught Cam, the NFL, they've been doing this for a while, and they didn't get that much ire until they won the Super Bowl this year.
That's true.
So that's why I'm stuck on it. I hear what you're saying, because you've – and DeMond and everybody else that called it, you made some valid points, but my thing is this. This came to a head because, in my mind, two things happened. Excuse me. The Eagles won the Super Bowl. The Bills tried to win their AFC championship game by doing the same thing. They couldn't get it done. Yep. So there's a little bit of jealousy in that. I believe this is what I believe. I believe that if the Buffalo Bills would have had success in the Tush Push in that game particularly.
Against Kansas City,
this would have been a non-conversation.
You might be right.
And the fact that there were, like, you have to look at it like this, people, because I think this is in a vacuum, to be totally honest. You look at the Cowboy, you look at the Commodore Eagles game.
Luvu.
And the Frankie Luvu play. You look at the Green Bay game and how Green Bay lost to us, and the Tush Push was prevalent there. You look at the L.A. game, the Chargers game. No, excuse me, not the Chargers. Rams. The Rams game. It was prevalent there. The Buffalo Bills try to do the same thing, not the same result. So that's why I'm kind of stuck. I'm stuck in the moment when it comes to this, but I get what you're saying.
I know.
I get what you're saying.
A little long talking, but we
get it. Yeah, long talk. Your way nowhere.
Yeah.
It didn't move me at all.
All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to that.
I hate the fact that you're on a roll today. That's what I hate.
We'll get to the other things that got voted on, including something Hugh Douglas is totally against. That has nothing to do with Cam Jurgens or Jason Kelce. All right, one the pass, one didn't. Plus, we'll check in with Hugh people. I expect them to be crushing Hugh today. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Winning on the field starts with how you recover off the field. See, I got it right today. And nobody helps you bounce back like my team at the Mattress Warehouse. And now during the Mattress Warehouse Memorial Day sale, that is Monday, by the way, you can save up to 70% warehouse-wide. Check this out, people. This is something that is unheard of for the most part. You can get a queen mattress starting at $159.99. $159.99. You can save up to $800 off an elite lineup like Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, and the all-new Sealy Posturepedic. So do what I did, people. Come in today and sleep better tonight during the Mattress Warehouse Memorial Day sale. That's Monday. Shop the entire selection and find a location nearest you at MattressWarehouse.com. That's the MattressWarehouse.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.